With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says they've informed the families of four hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th that the men are no longer alive. Three of them were older men who were used in a Hamas video.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas. We assess that the four of them were killed while together in the area of Khan Yunis during our operation there against Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address Congress June 13th as the war in Gaza continues. Georgia Republican U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says Anthony Fauci belongs in jail for his handling of the COVID pandemic. Greene went after Fauci during a congressional hearing, criticizing what Fauci admitted to be unproven efforts, such as masking and social distancing. Fauci admitted he had no research to back up those mandates. Also at SRNnews.com, a Montana Senate candidate is the first to use the conviction of former President Trump in a campaign ad. Bob Agnew reports.
GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy seeks to unseat incumbent Democrat John Tester, who he accuses of taking part in a corrupt Biden effort to jail former President Trump.
It's lawfare, a state-sponsored political persecution led by Joe Biden and the radical left.
Sheehy also includes an old interview clip in which Tester said somebody should punch Donald Trump in the face. There's been an outpouring of support within the GOP for Trump since the verdict, with some analysts suggesting the conviction virtually assures Trump gets reelected in November. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mexico makes history with the election of the country's first ever female president. This is SRN News. A new poll finds many Americans support in vitro fertilization. Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities say someone has fired bullets at a Jewish school for the second time in less than 10 days. One bullet struck the young
Most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana could soon become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. The legislation has received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature and mandates that a poster-sized display of the commandments in a large font to be present in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. This is SRN News. The Tunica County, Mississippi Board of Supervisors say that they will not support a proposal to house illegal immigrant minors at two former casino hotels.
There had been strong opposition to the plan from Mississippi's Republican state officials and the local sheriff. An attorney working for the company that wants to reuse the vacant hotels says a letter of support from the county would have been a critical part of the company's proposal to the federal government. Hotels were part of Harris Casino Complex, which closed in 2014. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. Geological Survey is lowering the Kilauea alert level to orange. The volcano had been experiencing an uptick in seismic activity for at least a month before an eruption began just after midnight local time Monday. It's the first time an eruption's been reported in the area since December 1974. More details at SRNnews.com.